Western Australian Liberal backbencher Rick Wilson has recently announced that he's not satisfied with the Department of Agriculture's findings regarding footage aired in 2018 showing cruelty to animals on board the Awasi Express. Mr. Wilson and President of the Pastoralists and Graziers Association of Western Australia, Tony Seabrook, have both doubled down on their calls for the AFP to open up their own investigation into the findings. Pat Fordham spoke to Rick Wilson MP to find out more.
In an interview with WA MP Rick Wilson, that's why he believes the Department of Agriculture's investigation was not conclusive and why he believes the AFP needed to take it further.
So we have a situation here where the Department of Agriculture and Water Resources are investigating their own key piece of evidence. So that's my first concern. My second concern is that the powers that the Department of Agriculture have to compel witnesses to appear and to give evidence is probably much more limited than the federal police.
The agriculture industry is a major export of Australia and fuels much of the rural Australian economy. We then asked Mr. Wilson what he thinks would happen if new regulations were put in place due to these findings being heard.
Well, the live export trade, sheep trade for Western Australia is a critical industry. It's a critical part of our merino industry in Western Australia. There are 13 million sheep each year. Around 3.5 million sheep are sold. And of those, about 1.8 million are sold to the live export trade.
We contacted President of PGA of Western Australia, Tony Seabrook. So the MP for Kalgoorlie, Rick Wilson, continues to make allegations that individuals on the ship were paid to provide evidence of the footage, even though the Department of Agriculture has said that there was no fabricated evidence of cruelty. Do you agree with Rick's statements?
Totally. Absolutely with Rick. Now, the Animals Australia have an annual budget of $9 million. The people that provided this footage of the Awasi Express and a few other events are very poorly paid, and we believe that on the evidence that's been put forward so far, that there is a case.
And he believes the AFP might do a better job at it. Do you think they might do a better job?
I think it does require further investigation. I think that there's two aspects here, but the most dangerous one of all is that if animals were put at risk by people who wanted to get footage that suited their purpose, then that is reprehensible and needs to be investigated.
Animals Australia released a statement to The Wire saying that they had fully cooperated with the investigation and that their only disappointment is that those responsible for providing false information to journalists have not, as yet, been identified. They also said it wasn't for the actions of the whistleblower on the Awasi Express, live exports would have continued into summer months, meaning animals would have suffered for longer periods of time. The Wire contacted Minister of Agriculture Bridget McKenzie and Shadow Minister for Agriculture Joel Fitzgibbon for comment, but both were unavailable.
That report by Pat Fordham.